This Week in Hearthstone is a fan-made news podcast created by Ryan Kubo. All articles are publicly available news articles, and all news articles are credited in the podcast audio as well as in the show notes. No profit is made off of this show, and was purely created to give personal opinions and insight into the game of Hearthstone.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of This Week in Hearthstone. This is episode number 39. Welcome back, guys. We actually have a very long podcast to go off of today, so just an FYI. It's going to be a little bit longer than it should be. Hopefully, we can keep this down as quickly as possible. We have a ton of stuff to go over, the usual news that we always go over, some patch notes, thoughts on the new mode, and, card review as well. So let's just jump right into this. If it's your guys' first time swinging by the podcast, as always, what we usually do is go over the data report for the week, and then we also go over what the brawl is for the week and just kind of give you that information right out the gate. So welcome to Vicious Syndicate report number 147. This is all the data that has been taken from Track Robot or the Hearthstone deck tracker app itself. We had over 30,000 games being played. It seems like the meta has pretty much settled, so I don't want to stay on this like super long, but we basically seen buffs of certain quests that have already been in the game for quite some time. Aggro Shaman is up there at the top of all slash Evolve Shaman, whatever you want to call that. Secret Highlander Hunter is up there as well as number two, just with the more buffs and stuff like that that has been improving everything out there, as well as Quest Shaman and Tempo Rogue have been really, really powerful with this. I highly recommend to check out your guys' show notes and stuff like that to check out and see what you think of this meta. I don't want to spend too much time on this, but I mean, these meta reports after, about a month or so have been can become pretty stale, at least. They are something that it just ends up being, the same thing over and over again or whatever. So with this meta report, nothing truly has changed. If you guys want details on that, like I said, go and check out your show notes. Next up, we do have a tavern brawl this week called Send in the Murlocs. Pretty simple, pretty straightforward tavern brawl. Not much to go over with this as well. This will reward you with just a classic card pack. We're back to just normalizing, the usual card backs and stuff like that as well. So we're not going to get anything special from this. But it's basically just Murlocs taking over tavern, choose a class, get a deck of random spells, and a whole mess of Murlocs. Pretty straightforward brawl as well. It's something super easy that you guys can get into, complete those quests as always. You choose mage, you get a bunch of random mage spells as well as murlocs, etc., etc. You also all of you also start with the quest shaman into the murlocs type of quest, where you play 10 murlocs, you get megafin, you play megafin, his battle cry is fill your hand with murlocs. So both sides also get that quest as well. Didn't really play it too much, played a couple of games of this, but overall, haven't really dived deep into this one as well. Coming up next is we did get a new update for Hearthstone. We have a Hearthstone update. This came out on November 5th, and this is preparing for Descent of Dragons as well. There's a handful of information that's in here that we're going to try to go over very, very quickly and probably expand on this article as well for a little bit. So this is officially patch 15.6. This is what is considered the pre-patch for the next expansion, Descent of Dragons, which we talked about on our last episode, which is the latest expansion from Hearthstone itself. Pretty cool cinematic trailer. Descent of Dragons, of course, launches on December 10th. If you guys want to check that out, 140 card expansion. Obviously theming around, dragons. Two things are in the store as well. These have been on at least the Battle.net launcher, but they've been updated so that you guys can purchase these through, the actual game itself. Or through mobile or iPad. Once again, I always tell people a couple of things here. One, if you guys are primarily mobile players or tablet players, I would highly recommend to not purchase on those devices. The reason why is because they are a little bit more expensive due to the fact that Apple and Android both take a cut of anything that is purchased with in-game purchases on Android or iOS. So I would highly recommend to buy these expansions on desktop where they detail for what the appropriate price is. Second of all, if you guys, I believe it's only locked to North America. I'm not 100% actual physical ticket as well. They have some rewards for you guys as well that I would highly recommend definitely checking out as well. These are pretty good rewards in my opinion, and I would highly recommend for you guys to check them out. But you will get a golden version of a non-disenchantable Sath Rovar, which is already in the game. This is a 9-mana 5/5 demon that says Battlecry, choose a friendly minion, add a copy of it to your hand, deck, and battlefield. For people who weren't able to attend BlizzCon, though, you will be getting a non-golden version of this card as well. This is something where you just log in, and you should get it in theory. So with that being said, once again, log into Hearthstone, grab this, and you should be, you know, pretty happy with what you get. Next up, they did say that they got some, they've changed some things in the daily quest system as well. They've cut some of the less popular daily quest cards, such as Divine Shield minions, Overload cards, Secrets, Play for 50 Murlocs, etc., and tuned down some quest requirements to make quests generally easier to complete. I've noticed this as well. A lot of the quests now, instead of like play Shaman or Hunter, it'll be like play Shaman, Hunter, Warrior. Like, it will be three classes instead of two classes, which is super, super nice. So it's able to just utilize things like a lot easier and be able to get things done a lot easier as well. So that's pretty cool as well. They said daily quests have been split into two buckets, easy 50 gold and slightly more difficult 60 gold. They say rerolling a slightly more difficult 60 gold quest, like play 10 beasts, will always give you an easy quest, 50 gold. So you can get easy quests every day if you'd like. So what that means is that if you do get a 60 gold quest, you're like, man, I don't have time to do this. It's going to take me too long to complete this quest, etc., etc., etc. Then they did say, you know, you can just roll it and you'll be guaranteed a 50 gold quest again. So if you want to go faster and do, you know, something for 10 less gold, you can do that as well. Next up, they did say that they have a Warcraft 25th anniversary celebration that's going to be happening. And this is going to be from November 13th to November 27th. They will say you'll receive Warcraft-themed rewards. From what the data mine shows, we will finally be getting Tyrande. If you don't already have her from the Amazon Prime like celebration thing that happened like a while ago. So keep that in mind as well, that that's something that's going to be around, which is super, super nice as well. They added a bunch of card backs and stuff like that. Nothing really to kind of like go crazy about or something or talk about, but it is something that they did release as well. And then a bunch of game improvements that we won't really be diving super into. Because this episode is running long, I don't want to go super, super long, but I did want to kind of give my thoughts on the new Battlegrounds mode. The Battlegrounds mode is the brand new auto battling game mode that introduces, auto chess to Hearthstone. And I've had basically a few days to play it. I haven't been playing it like super, super like a lot, but I have been playing it quite often. It came out on Tuesday for me since I did own a virtual ticket. And, you know, these are kind of some of my thoughts on Battlegrounds in general. Overall, I think it is an enjoyable game, and I will play it more. So I want to just kind of preference that and get that out of the way, because we will be diving into the negatives, and I think that it's so much easier to criticize something than to praise something. I do find the game enjoyable and fun, but I do feel it's very Hearthstone-y. It's about 90% Hearthstone, maybe 10% auto chess, but if you're a Hearthstone fan and you want a mode, something to take a break off of from standard mode, this is definitely something that I would highly recommend for you guys to try out. I do like that the mode is completely free as well, so it's completely free. And because it's completely free, it's so easy to access as well. So that's something really, really nice about the mode as well that I think a lot of people are missing out on and don't really talk about as well. So keep that in mind. I do think that the skill ceiling is super low, though. In my opinion, it's kind of what Heroes of the Storm, the Blizzard take on a MOBA, did to League of Legends in the MOBA scene. They took mechanics that were controversial, that kind of split the community, which I wouldn't say were necessarily good or bad. Stuff like items and stuff like that, and you know, leveling characters and stuff like that individually, and kind of added these new mechanics to the game. And that's kind of how I feel with auto chess, is they kind of took the things that maybe some people didn't super enjoy about auto chess and they got rid of it. So one of those things is econ. Economy is basically non-existent in this game. If you guys have never played another auto chess game, normally how it works is that you can, every time you win or lose, you get a certain amount of gold, and you basically can save that gold and use it at free will. I believe the gold caps out at about 100 gold, but no one usually saves up the gold at that much. For every 10 gold up until 50 gold, you will get plus one interest as well. So one of the strategies kind of with other auto chess games is that you try to econ or save your gold until 50 gold. Because then after that, you just kind of level above 50 gold and you'll get the max amount of interest every single turn. And then there's kind of a strategy of, okay, when do I spend it? When do I blow it all to level? When do I spend it all to like reroll as much as possible and stuff like that? And that's non-existent in this game. The way that it works in this game is it works like mana in a normal Hearthstone game as well. So, what does that mean? Well, they use a currency called gold, but in this, it's really just mana. You can have up to 10 of it. You start the game with 3, and every turn, you gain 1 mana. There's no mana overflow, by the way. So, say that you only spend 3 out of 4 mana, so you have an extra mana piece. It doesn't roll over to the next turn, and instead of having 5, you have 6. So, one suggestion is that you always spend it no matter what, even if it's to reroll or something like that. And the mana caps out at 10. They also made it so that all units cost the same, no matter what that unit is. So, for example, once again, we have a all units will cost 3 gold and sell for 1 gold, no matter what, no matter if they're from a weaker tavern or a stronger tavern. Also, Bob's Tavern can be leveled up to make it so that the better starred minions and more powerful minions will show up. Bob's Tavern reduces by 1 gold every single turn, so eventually you should be able to, log up, power up Bob as well. So it's very simple, right? In most auto chess games, you have pieces that are varying differences of econ, cost at least, and being able to save econ. Once again, though, I do find it a fun game. I do find it a good mode. It is kind of sad. One of the biggest complaints I have personally is I really like auto chess games with friends. So one of my big complaints with this game, and this is probably just me, it's probably not everyone, but you can only duo in this mode. So you can invite someone else to your game, and obviously you'll challenge them. You're not on a team or anything like that, but you'll challenge them, etc. And they'll join your game and you play against them, but you only get to play with one other person, which is kind of disappointing in my opinion. So that's the thing, which is very disappointing in my opinion. I love other auto chess games because you're able to group up with up to 8 people and then play together, which is super, super fun. But unfortunately, this mode, it's limited to one other person. So I find that a little bit disappointing in my opinion. I know that for a lot of people, it doesn't really matter. But that's something that is to, kind of take into consideration or whatever. Will I still play this game? I do think so. I do think that I will continue to play this and I will continue to enjoy it as well. So overall, I enjoy it. I'll probably be streaming it more when I can. Maybe when no one's on, this will be the game I play. And then when friends want to play TFT or other auto chess games that are out there and want to be more social, yeah, I'll play with them on that as well. So overall, Battlegrounds, pretty fun mode. I know it's not for everyone, but the auto battler genre is kind of not for everyone in general. Anyway, guys, I'm going to cut it short there, only because we are having issues with recording, unfortunately, but also because, we do have, a huge amount of news coming in the next couple of weeks with the card reviews and stuff like that, and we don't want this episode to go super, super long. So, with that being said, guys, I thank you so much for hanging out for this episode of This Week in Hearthstone. I hope that you guys are doing wonderful. Remember, November 12th, log in, try out the new auto chess, and tweet me and social me, and let me know what you think of it. Anyway, guys, until next time, I will catch you later. Peace.